This is Kootenai Co-op Radio. I'm Scott Onschuk. I'm here with the Nelson Leafs' new full-time head coach. He was hired back in January as an interim, and in February was given the full-time job. Briar McNanny, thanks for joining me.
Hey, happy to be here.
So we'll talk a bit about the Leafs further into the interview and what you have planned for the season, but obviously the big news is last week, the KIJHL, as well as two other Junior B leagues across British Columbia, are making the jump to Junior A next season. Comes as a response to the British Columbia Hockey League, the home of the Trail Smoke Eaters, pulling out and becoming an independent league, pulling out of Hockey Canada. So can you just talk a little bit about what that change means to the league?
There's not going to be a whole lot of change from this season going on with everything being so late in the process. If it was obviously a little bit earlier, closer to when the first announcement happened with the BCHL, there could be a lot of different things going on right now. So the biggest change will be not this season coming up, but the year after. Change-wise so far, player quality has gone up quite a bit. I know with our team, we've got a bunch of new pretty good hockey players in, some from other CJHL leagues. We're pretty excited about guys coming in.
One thing, I was talking to someone else who works in the league. This was prior to this happening, just kind of when it was a thought that they might go to Junior A. And he worried that teams might not be able to afford it. Like, there's certain Junior A rules, something like you have to have a trainer at every practice or things like that. So is that, were those hurdles, or are those going to be things that are difficult for the Leafs and other teams?
They're going to be hurdles for sure for some teams. We're pretty fortunate enough that all of the guidelines that a Junior A team requires, we were already performing. So there's not going to be a huge jump for the Leafs per se, but we are excited that other teams in our league and across the province are going to be upgrading the quality of their programs. And
so you mentioned already that we're going to see a higher talent level on the ice with it being a higher division. How else does this help the area? Like, how does this affect minor hockey players in Nelson?
So a couple things that we've done with our program this year, obviously the better players are coming in, but we've switched our practice times into the middle of the day as opposed to having them later at night. So our goal is to help develop the community here. So not only by bringing in these good hockey players, but we wanted to open up some practice times for minor hockey. And right now, our goal and expectations, we're going to be sending guys out to minor hockey practices every week. Myself and the two new coaches, we're going to be trying to help with the coaches in the area to try and grow the overall game.
And what about just specifically the eligibility of players playing for your team? We were talking earlier before the show that players that go play in the BCHL, minor hockey players, can't go AP for them anymore, right?
That's correct. Another thing we want to do too, the Kootenai area is such a small area when it comes to recruiting hockey players. It kind of is what it is. You have kids at academies nowadays, AAA programs down on the coast, to the point where we're not able to have a full-fledged AAA team. So something that we really want to focus on for next season and throughout the future is the community involvement, so we can help those hockey players become Junior A level hockey players one day and achieve their goals. With BCHL players not allowing kids to affiliate, they can't even go practice with the team. Their players can't even go to minor hockey practices and help out. So we want to fill that void and help grow the game a little bit by sending our guys out to practices, by having locals out to practice with us, coming up with development plans together with the players and their families, and really, again, just grow the game here.
That was the most important thing to me about the KIJHL going to Junior A. Like,
me too.
Before it happened, a lot of people, I don't know, people in the circles I run in were like, oh man, that's going to be brutal, they're not Junior A level, which is a valid concern. The KIJHL over the last decade hasn't been to that level, but it's always going to be a transition period. You know, the Vegas Golden Knights weren't supposed to be good, the Seattle Kraken weren't supposed to be good.
It'll definitely be a bit of a transition period, but I know for our team alone this year, we've had five guys who've been offered to sign with other CJHL Junior A programs across the country, and they've all said no, they want to come to Nelson. So that player pool has opened up quite a bit to us, and typically in past years, the sort of big fish recruits that might not make these Junior A teams that you're hoping come down the pipe, now these guys are starting to gain interest, and they're calling us to try and play. So we're starting to gain a pretty legitimate reputation right off the bat, which was a bit surprising, however, very exciting. We've even had CJHL teams across the country call us about our players and trying for trades and things like that. So we do have a pretty strong reputation. We were already considered the top Junior B league across the entire country. And we were even considered at that time higher than a couple of junior A leagues across the country as well. So we're in a pretty fortunate spot. We're focused on developing guys, and we ran a junior A style program before under those guidelines. But we were always a victim of the BCHL being the top league across the country. So to finally get that junior A status just legitimizes the quality of teams and players across our league.
And it's still going to be something going on there with the BCHL being one of the top leagues. They're not Hockey Canada, but that's going to be, like we were talking earlier about recruiting players, the competition with between you and them. It, in a lot of ways, the KIJHL now seems like a better destination for a lot of players, but the BCHL is still known as that league that develops more college players than any other junior A league. And it's going to be interesting to see who they choose and why they choose each one.
Yeah, they've gone an interesting route going non-sanctioned. I understand why they did it. They pump out by far the most number of Division I scholarships across the country. So for them going non-sanctioned and pulling in players now from Europe, from the United States, they've increased the numbers. You're seeing guys who played on World Junior teams now signing in the BCHL. So the quality was high before, and it's very, very substantially high now. Where I get why they did what they did. We're in a very fortunate situation where we're at right now, with everything going down and getting our designation. However, it was warranted and it was a legitimate designation. As we talked about with Hockey Canada and BC Hockey, it was a unanimous vote to make us Junior A. So that's pretty significant, not only our eyes, but Hockey Canada's eyes.
It seems like this change, both the BC and the KI, is just going to strengthen hockey all across the province in general. Just more players coming in, more talented players.
Totally. And we see it with our team this year. I'd love to be able to see what the other teams are doing right now. I know we've been able to recruit some pretty good hockey players from academies, AAA programs. We're trying to get our locals involved, see where they're at, help them out and develop quite a bit. We have a few local players who are going to be trying out for the team this year. And then, again, junior A guys across the country.
What about players, returning players? Like, I don't know if the skill jump's going to be that big this year in the first season, but a player who maybe just isn't quite a junior A player, he's a junior B player, now you're a junior A league, are you going to have to make some difficult cuts on guys that would have came back but now just won't cut it?
Yeah, there's going to be some difficult decisions for sure, even with new guys coming in and with us being up front with them. Yeah, we really want to set the tone, the quality of players that we're bringing in. We'll just say that we're very excited about, and the town's going to be very excited about, not only just quality players, but quality people. As regards to last year's team, we told all of the guys in their exit interviews, nobody's guaranteed a spot the next season, and for the Nelson Leafs not to come out of our division in playoffs and win it is unacceptable in our standards. So expect a bit of a boost and a kick in the backside for the players from last year and this year.
So you're setting high standards your first season, first full season as the team's head coach. What kind of changes are being made there? Culture changes, play style changes? How are you going to make this your team now?
Yeah. Well, we're going to have to build off a lot of the things that we did last year. Some of the guys from last year, the culture that we set, we think was pretty positive and a good start. However, I will say it was just a start. Our general manager, Lance Morey, has been fantastic as far as us trying to cultivate this new culture and the way we want to do things. One, it started off the ice. We talk about the minor hockey from before, just trying to build the community that way. I want my guys out in Nelson and the area as much as humanly possible. I want them in schools, reading to some kids. I want them shoveling driveways, just anything under the sun, getting to know our sponsors a little bit more and going to minor hockey games as opposed to just showing up and kind of doing their thing, hanging out at the house, playing some video games here and there. There's high standards off the ice as well as on, and I know myself and Lance, we've done a lot of interviews with a lot of players, their families, so we know we're bringing in the right people, not only for our team, but for this town as well, because no one player is worth more than our team's reputation. On the ice, play style-wise, we're looking to be a much more offensive team and a little bit more run and gun. We're excited about every single kid on our roster coming in some sort of way. Everyone has some sort of role. They know that. Hopefully we achieve our goals at the end of the day.
That all sounds very promising, and it can sell just looking at you how excited you are, too. Yeah. Seems like you're not just saying that, you really mean it.
Oh, yeah.
going back to what you're talking about, having kids or the kids on your team, young men, I guess, do stuff in the community, be involved. Mm-hmm. Part of that is, like you were saying earlier, you want to you develop them as players and people. But what can that do just for the team itself, the on the ice team? How is that stuff important, not just to develop them as people, but to how can that transition into wins on the ice?
A lot of different ways too. It helps these kids grow up a little bit. They're going to be a little more grateful for the situation they're in. The Nelson Leafs have a pretty good reputation as is, and I know a lot of guys are pretty excited to be a part of that. That little bit there, they see little kids on the sidewalk or coming to the arena and they're recognizing their names or their faces, things like that, asking for autographs and being role models. It just helps them mature. If you're good away from the rink, you'll be good at the rink. We want these guys reliable in the community as much as humanly possible, and then I can build that trust with them on the ice. Going back to what we said, the reputation is a pretty big thing that, yeah, we want some swagger. We also want to know that we're wearing the green proudly.
You were obviously hired after that brawl that made national headlines in January. The previous coach, Adam DiBella, stepped down after that. Does that have any sort of impact on this team going forward? Does it affect the reputation of the team at all in recruiting? Did that come up with anybody?
We're lucky that a guy like Lance has built up such a strong reputation for the Leafs that it was not an issue at all. Pretty fortunate to come into the situation that I've been afforded, and I know I'm really working to build that reputation. I know with my former teams as well, they've all had good things to say about the things that we've done there, and everything's been pretty positive, and there really hasn't been any concern at all, which I was a little bit shocked, to be honest, but very pleasantly surprised. And with everything going on here, that's why I re-signed. Everything's great here. Why wouldn't you want to be a Nelson Leaf?
All right, sounds great. Good luck this season, Briar, and thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thank you very much. Appreciate it.